Let's check the markets. Joe Camm, Comstock Investments. We ended the week and started a new month on a higher note.
It's been such a war-driven market, now more focused to close the week on weather, a weather market developing bullishly. You have grains finishing higher in the opposite direction of crude oil, even bean oil futures up for the session, decoupling for now. We know that'll be a big point of the weekend, as it has been for the last more than 2 months. It could be a 10th straight higher open for crude oil futures if they go in that direction on Sunday. We know that will play into the broader commodity space, but back to weather and what has been a more friendly influence on the basis of these disruptions that we have to the planting season. Now, where we did have sharp progress to date is a mix of in areas where it's been so dry, persistent drought doesn't exactly set us up for an ideal early going. And on the other end of it, more growing regions being lumped into the extreme of too wet and too cold, notably across the Midwest. Now, still, what could be a window of the next 3 days or so for planting to continue, that will be something we assess immediately on Sunday night, Monday morning. It could also be the case that we have more rainfall coming to the west. Now, likely too late to save that hard red winter wheat crop, but favorable enough then to maybe change the fortune of what's still ahead for the new spring row crop season. So weather has an influence, more favorable as we head in to the weekend, but something that can flip just as quickly as these war developments can as well.
Joe Camp, Comstock Investments.